From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Vice President calls on Islamic boarding schools to produce santrepreneurs. Bank Indonesia pushes Indonesia's halal products to drive global market penetration. Those are the lines. Now, the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin urged Islamic boarding schools nationwide to offer the Santri Gus Iwan entrepreneurship training program to their students to groom them into becoming proficient Muslim entrepreneurs in the future. Amin remarked in his speech delivered at an event to inaugurate the Subhanul Waton Hospital in Magelang, Central Java on Thursday that he believed that with the presence of large numbers of Muslim students possessing sound entrepreneurship skills, the Sharia-based economy in Indonesia can be boosted, adding that Islamic boarding schools should partake in creating groups of trained Muslim entrepreneurs. The Santri Gus Iwan program is initiated by Vice President Amin in his endeavor to empower the santris or students of Islamic boarding schools in Indonesia with humanity and sound Islamic knowledge, as well as make them adept at running businesses. Bank Indonesia has encouraged Indonesia to take on a larger role as a halal industry producer by not only catering to demands in domestic markets, but also transcending the global markets. Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Dodi Waluyo started on Thursday. The optimism rose after Indonesia was ranked first in the Global Islamic Finance Report, GIFR 2019, for development of the Sharia finance ecosystem. The annual GIFR 2019 has placed Indonesia first after the country scored 81.93 on the 2019 Islamic Finance Country Index. Last year, Indonesia was placed 6th according to the report. Waluyo is buoyant about the country's Sharia economic growth, taking into account the fact that Muslims constitute 207 million or 87.2% of its population. The global economic slowdown fueled by the global crisis has led to Indonesia's economic growth plunging to 5.02% in the third quarter of 2019 from 5.05% a quarter earlier, the central bank stated. The economic slowdown infected not only Indonesia, but also almost the rest of the world, including Malaysia and Singapore, whose economy recorded a slower pace growth. Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Dodi Budi Waluyo stated on Thursday. The trade war is one of the main factors causal to the global economic slowdown. On the contrary, he witnessed a positive trend in the release of the newest Indonesian economic growth data for the third quarter of 2019 that remained manageable and strong in the face of the global economic downturn. of the global economic downturn. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment will improve the regulation to ease investment and speed up the development of renewable energy in Indonesia. Deputy for Infrastructure Coordinator of the Ministry, Ridwan Jamaluddin, admitted at EBTK ConX 2019 on Thursday that the current regulation had yet to support the development of renewable energy, particularly concerning the selling price. He noted that the regulation will be harmonized in line with the recommendations of businessmen. Human resource potential is also crucial for accelerating renewable energy development, Jamaluddin remarked. The Indonesian Renewable Energy Society, METI, and the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry organized the 8th Indo-ABTK ConX 2019 at the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran on November 6 to 8. Deputy for Prevention, Protection and the Radicalization of the National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, Major General Henry P. Lubis, strongly believes that radicalism and terrorism could not be indicated by one's choice of clothing. Lubis made the remark while addressing 105 teachers in Batam, Riawalan, as quoted in a statement on late Thursday, to dispel wrong perception among people regarding indications of radicalism and terrorism. Lubis emphasized that it was a flaw perception to surmise someone as being a terrorist or radical based on his external appearance, such as growing a beard or wearing short trousers among men or women wearing veils, and only simplify the issue. Hence, he drew emphasis on the presence of no strong correlation between clothing and an individual's ideology. Veterinarians in North Sumatra have indicated the spread of African swine fever virus in addition to the infection of hog cholera following the deaths of several thousand pigs in the region. Head of Medan Veterinary Agency, Agustia MP, remarked on Friday, a battery of laboratory tests will have to be conducted to confirm the presence of ASF virus. African swine fever, ASF, is a severe viral disease afflicting domestic and wild pigs. Unlike hog cholera or classical swine fever, there is no approved vaccine against ASF that is caused by a different virus. ASF does not pose a risk to human health. The Department of Agriculture and Livestock in North Sumatra earlier confirmed its discovery of 4,682 pigs having contracted hog cholera viruses that spread to 11 regions in the province. Hundreds of athletes globally will participate in the World's Bowling Championship held by the Indonesian Bowling Association at Jakabaring Stadium in Palembang, South Sumatra on November 16 to 24. Head of the Indonesian Bowling Association, Percha Linpuri, in a statement received in Palembang on Friday, expressed gratitude as South Sumatra province had facilitated the international bowling event. South Sumatra Governor Herman Deru stated that Palembang's preparations to host the event are currently completed. As for Friday, some 76 countries with 132 athletes, comprising 74 male athletes, 62 female athletes, and 112 officials, have confirmed their participation in the event. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title for commentaries of today's edition is Overcoming the Widespread Demonstrations in Chile. On Wednesday, 6 November, protesters in Chile expanded their action to the rich housing districts that were previously untouched by a wave of demonstrations. Hundreds of students rushed and committed looting, which ended in clashes with the police. The police personnel used water cannons and tear gas to disperse the concentrated masses around the shopping center. The crisis in Chile forced the government to cancel the International Economic and Climate Summit and the main international soccer match, the final of the Copa Libertadores. The UN Human Rights Mission is reportedly investigating alleged police personnel brutality. The UN Human Rights Mission is reportedly investigating alleged police personnel brutality during the riot. Piñera's authorization allows it to send missions to Chile at the request of human rights groups. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera said that he has nothing to hide following allegations of the state police who killed, tortured, and attacked civilians during the huge demonstrations. The country's public prosecutor said 5 of the 20 killed people recorded during the demonstrations were allegedly carried out by security forces. Clashes between protesters and police personnel have turned parts of the capital city of Santiago into a battleground over the past few nights. The demonstration that began on October 18 was the result of a 4% increase in subway fares in Santiago. The Chilean people, who could not enjoy the prosperity of the richest country in Latin America, felt frustrated and held a huge demonstration asking for President Sebastián Piñera to resign. A Latin popular phrase says, Vox Populi, Vox Dei, which means the voice of the people is the voice of God. As long as President Piñera doesn't want to listen to the voice of his people, the wave of huge demonstrations in the country will be even greater, and the death toll will increase. To prevent this, President Piñera might need to listen to the voice of his people. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listeners, welcome back to the regular segment for Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on November 8, 1939, when Adolf Hitler escaped from the assassination attempt in Munich. Hitler always attended a routine meeting in the Bier Putsch Hall in November. A carpenter named Dort Elser managed to escape inspection and enter the hall, then installed a bomb. Elser decided to kill Hitler at the time by placing a time bomb on the back pillar of the podium, where Hitler gave a speech in the Munich Bier Putz Hall on November 8, 1939. But unexpectedly, Hitler, who usually gave a long speech, at the time only made a shorter speech than the previous ones. And this assassination attempt failed due to Hitler's scheduled speech completed 8 minutes earlier than the scheduled time. The next event is that in 1949, World Town Planning Day was established. International Organization for World Town Planning Day was established on November 8, 1949 by Professor Carlos Maria de la Poilera from Buenos Aires University. Then the date was decided as World Town Planning Day, which is one of forms of reckoning of world spatial structure. Until now, 30 countries commemorate World Town Planning Day. The commemoration is aimed at enhancing awareness and also appreciation of public and professionalism on efforts of spatial structure, either locally or globally. The last event is that in 2002, the United Nations Security Council issued Resolution 1441. The resolution offers to Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein the last chance to meet demands for disarmament, which had been determined in some resolution before. The UN Security Council unanimously passed the resolution 1441 from 15 members of the UN Security Council, Russia, China, France, and Arabic countries such as Syria to support the resolution 1441. This support was broader than support for the resolution of the 1990 Gulf War that was today in history.
Diriku mencari dan ternyata ku sendiri mengharap kehadiranmu menemani diri ini saat kau tak di sisiku dan ku pun terus mencari mengharap kehadiranmu.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition entitled The Biggest Infrastructure Exhibition in Indonesia, participated in by 20 countries. Indonesia Infrastructure Week Exhibition Construction of Indonesia and Intertraffic of Indonesia officially opened by President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, November 6, 2019. The biggest three exhibitions is took place at Jakarta International Expo from November 6 to 8, 2019 by presenting at least 240 exhibitors from 20 countries with infrastructure of road, bridge, construction, heavy equipment, and civil engineering. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said the exhibition is very important to conduct it as the realization of Indonesian seriousness in catching up the development from other countries. President Joko Widodo asserted, although Indonesian focusing on human resources for the 5 years, the infrastructure development also would not be left. President Joko Widodo also stressed the importance of various alternative sources of funding to meet the need of financing. The president asked, every alternative financing continued to be elaborated. According to the president, this is considered important because the need for infrastructure development cost is very large. The president asserted the participation of the private sector through cooperation between the government and business entities, alternative non-government investment financing, and green finance as an innovative source of financing all need to be continually developed. Policies and facilities that support the ease of investment are also needed so that various financing innovations can be implemented. President Joko Widodo added what needed to be resolved quickly was the harmonization and simplification of regulation for investments. Therefore, investors will not hesitate to invest in Indonesia. With this exhibition, it can encourage professionals in the fields of construction to exchange experiences so that national development in Indonesia can be accelerated. Meanwhile, Managing Director of Tarsus Indonesia, as the organizer of the event, Tri Turturi, said that the exhibition was attended by approximately 30,000 visitors from various backgrounds. The target is professionals from the energy, water and waste treatment sectors, railways, ports, utilities, the construction industry, industry associations, project owners, and investors. That was My Indonesia.
Mungkinkah
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, meet again with me, Ahmad Faisal, in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you Ketuk Tilu Dance. Listener, more than 1,000 dancers dance Ketuk Tilu at Gedung Sate, Bandung, West Java on 3rd November 2019. They got together from professional dancers from 5 to 70 years old. The majority of the dancers are from Bandung. Other tens of dancers come from regions such as Jakarta, Bogor, Cirebon, and Pangandaran. Almost all of the participants are women who came by wearing kebaya costumes and shawl. Some men also participated to dance by wearing various shawls. They could dance or follow the movement of Ketuk Tilu dance guide on the stage. Massive dance of Ketuk Tilu was done to commemorate Youth Pledge Day and Enliven West Java Festival 2019. Ketuk Tilu dance is people's dance of West Java that includes in intercommunication dance category and as an initiation of Jaipongan dance bird. The dance is an entertaining dance which is usually held at wedding ceremony and closing entertainment event. In the past time, Ketuk Tilu was a ceremony to welcome paddy harvest as gratitude expression to Dewi Sri. The ceremony was done at night by parading a girl accompanied by sounds that stopped in a wide place. Nowadays, Ketuk Tilu becomes an intercommunication and entertainment dance. In certain villages, the performance of Ketuk Tilu dance is often done all night long. Listener, the term of Ketuk Tilu refers to three beats on the bonang musical instrument as the major accompanies. The other instruments are fiddle, large drum, and small kulanter. Ketuk Tilu has dynamic movements. There is a basic movement of pencaksilat or martial arts which merges with the elements of dance, singing, and tetabuhan. The costumes worn by the female dancers of Ketuk Tilu are kebaya, sinjang or long clothes, belts and various accessories such as bracelets and necklaces. Whereas for male dancers, they wear dark clothes for kesepuhan custom clothing in West Java. Pangsi pants, loose pants which its length doesn't exceed ankles. Headbands and leather belt. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition with title Ketuk Tilu Dance. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you. hati resah, seribu ragu datang memaksaku. Rindu semakin menyerang, kalaulah ku dapat membaca pikiranmu dengan sayap pengharapanku. Ingin terbang jauh, biar awan pun gelisah, daun-daun jatuh berguguran. Namun cintamu kasih terbit laksana bintang yang bersinar cerah menerangi jiwaku. Andaikan ku dapat
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, meet again in a Miss Eleni. In this edition, I present information about Sang Sukrasana, the National Puppet Day Celebration Performance. Make sure you stay with us at www.voinews.id. performance of human puppet with the title Sang Sukrasana will be held at the celebration of National Puppet Day on the 17th of November. This performance is going to be held at the Jakarta Theater Taman Ismail Marzuki. The founder of the Laskar Indonesia Pusaka, Jaya Suprana, said that puppet is a means of effective socialization of communication in conveying messages since the days of the struggle independent until today. According to him, the performance of Sang Sukrasana is a visual presentation of the young generation of the Indonesian people with the guidance of seniors who understand the virtuous classical Japanese standard like the whole story in puppet. Acted by senior actor Lukman Sardi as Sukrasana, the story of Sang Sukrasana is inspired by the condition of the state that is being plagued by power struggles to the neglect of the interests of the common people who should be prospered. The Sukrasana involves all levels of Indonesian society across generations from various groups, from the human puppets, Bharata, Pati, as well as TNI and poly soldiers, retired officers, and puppet lovers. Sukrasana is a native puppet character from Indonesia, not from Mahabharata. The classic story of Sukrasana and his brother Sumantri took place long before the Mahabharata, supposedly, when the gods still lived side by side with humans. Sukrasana is a mandraguna magic knight trained by one of the strongest gods in heaven, namely Bharata Indra. With extraordinary strength, Sukrasana is a small buto like ugly and ugly face, while his brother Sumantri is a handsome, ambitious knight. In many ways, Sukrasana is very fond of his brother. He is always there to help Sumantri in battle or trouble without strings attached. The story of Sumantri and Sukrasana has a tragic end when loyalty is betrayed by ambition. That was Miscellany with the theme Sang Sukrasana, National Puppet Day Celebration Performance. We will meet again in the next edition of Miscellany with another interesting topic. See you later.
Melayang, hayalanmu melayang jauh. kala karisma menghilang, tak tahu apa yang terjadi, semua tak pasti.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Bolelebo tells about homesickness of East people on their hometown, namely Eastern land, when they wander to go out from their hometown. The lyrics of the song reveal that wherever East people go, they consider their hometown where they were born to be the best. The song can give description on the beauty of their hometown and arouse homesickness on their hometown. Here is Elva Sestoria with the song entitled Bolelebo.
Oh, Di tabir mega-megamu ku melihat dua tangan di balik punggungmu. Madu di tangan kananmu, racun di tangan kirimu. Aku tak tahu mana yang akan kau berikan padaku. Aku tak tahu mana yang akan kau berikan padaku.
Di tangan kirimu, aku tak tahu. ku yakin kau kembali untukku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.